In the West African nation of Liberia, doctors have been in short supply for years. When the country's most recent civil war ended in 2003, there were reportedly only 50 doctors left in all of Liberia. That number has not increased much since, and the lack of trained personnel has made combating the current outbreak of Ebola all the harder. The only medical school in the country is at the University of Liberia. That's where Dr. Rosetta Marshall chairs the School of Pediatrics. Dr. Marshall is in Baltimore, Maryland now, but she's on her way back. First, though, she's trying to gather some items in short supply in Liberia, including rubber gloves and infrared thermometers.
One of the first symptoms of whether you're infected with the Ebola is fever. So when we are triaging or checking patients that are coming into clinics, that's the first thing we do. But of course, you don't want to touch the patient because we know the bodily fluids is what carries the virus. So we need infrared thermometers that you can stand away from the patient and still take his temperature and don't have to touch it. We do have some quantity of gloves, but they are not reaching every part of the country.
Right. So few supplies in the capital, even fewer in the hinterlands. You've been in touch with your colleagues in Liberia, and I know one of them sent you an email recently that was pretty difficult to get through. Tell us what it said.
This one colleague wrote he had just unfortunately witnessed the death of one of our senior colleagues that he had treated initially. And of course, now he's also infected with the virus and is fighting for his life. We thought he was out of danger because he had been in the quarantine practically for his 21 days, but then he tested positive and is now very sick.
Is your friend a doctor, and is the man that he was attending to also a doctor?
Yes, they are both senior doctors. The healthcare community is bearing the brunt, but which is understandable because this is their job, but they are bearing the brunt. And, you know, Liberia went through a time of civil unrest for 14 years. So we are already starting at a skeletal team. And with this epidemic, I'm not sure what is going to happen to our healthcare system.
I mean, you say a skeletal healthcare team. I just want to underscore for our listeners, Liberia now has, I read, lost three doctors out of a total population in the country of just 60 doctors. So this is a huge percentage. I mean, how can healthcare professionals in Liberia cope with this?
This is where the emotional, the physical drain has come. And right now, I think people are just working and not even having time to think of how are they going to cope.
Dr. Marshall, what do you think it's going to take to get this outbreak under control?
We have to increase the health workers. We have to provide the situation where it is safe for them to work in. And we have to realize that these people are at great risk, and so they must be compensated for what they are doing. In terms of the immediate thing, I think we are having a great challenge when it comes to tracing contacts, because people are scared. Even if their relatives die, instead of going in and having themselves reported so they can be in quarantine and tested, they are running away. And by running away to other areas within the city, within the village, they're infecting. If they're already infected, they're infecting other people. And unfortunately, whenever there is an epidemic anywhere, not just in the developing countries, I think first of all, it's panic and then disbelief. And so during that period, you're wasting time as to what needs to get done. The problem is not only with my country. I think it's also with the international organizations. I think people should have come in much earlier, and people should have realized that these countries that are affected do not have the infrastructure to deal with such a problem.
You're saying the world has been wasting time on this?
Yes, I think we all have. People in Liberia, the international community, and so forth.
Dr. Rosetta Marshall, Chair of Pediatrics at the University of Liberia's A.M. Dogliotti School of Medicine. Thank you very much, and good luck on your trip back.
Okay, thank you for asking me.